This is Dr. Dave dictating follow-up consultation on Johnston, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, last name Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, date of birth, August 18, 1950, new paragraph. The patient is seen on follow-up for recent acute pulmonary embolism. She sees Dr. Saira Jamal, J-A-M-A-L, M-D, in Flower Mound, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-L, thank you for this referral. Mrs. Johnston is a 71-year-old female who comes for evaluation today. She complains of aches and pain, occasional shortness of breath. Recently, she had a nosebleed, which was very minute. She thinks it is because of the heater at home. New paragraph, her history of present illness. Patient was admitted at Medical City Denton on 1-6-22 for chest pain and shortness of breath. She was found to have bilateral pulmonary embolism. She had mechanical embolectomy, following which she was placed on heparin. The patient then was seen by me in the hospital on 1-10-22, and she was switched from heparin to Eliquis. Initially, she was on 5 milligram twice daily. However, the patient's insurance doesn't cover Eliquis, so I will be switching him to Xarelto 20 milligram daily. Correction, she was on Eliquis 10 milligram twice daily. However, we will be switching her to Xarelto 20 milligram once daily. New paragraph, past medical history, she has history of diabetes, for which she is on glipizide with metformin 5x500. She is on benzepril by hydrochlorothiazide 20x12 milligram, Janivia 100 milligram. She also takes omeprazole. She also takes lovastatin 40 milligram. New paragraph. She also is taking slow FE. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is very pleasant, 71-year-old female, weighing 240, height 5 feet 5 inch. Blood pressure 162 over 95. Recheck 160 over 90. ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, GVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse active, extremities, no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis, diagnosis 1, recent acute pulmonary embolism, diagnosis 2, anemia, diagnosis 3, diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, recommendations, we'll switch her to Xarelto 20 milligram daily. We'll draw blood for CBC, hemoglobin A1C, CMP, and iron. Once available, we could make further recommendations. I also advise her to follow up in 2 months. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Johnston Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Jamal. Thank you.